For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
The blood that Jesus shed for me upon the cross,
I have been teaching on the scripture found in Hebrews chapter 6 that we need to move on from our salvation. Once we have established the fact that we are saved by grace through faith, once we understand the doctrine of salvation, the Bible teaches us that we need to move on in the work of the Lord God. We need to start seeking out the will of God for our lives. The gifts of the Spirit are available for us. The power of the Holy Spirit has been placed within us, and we have to start using it for the furthering of the kingdom. We need to start seeking the gifts that God has deposited into our hearts for the use of the ministry where we are. There are different types of gifts, and there are different types of anointing. There are many persons with different gifts and different anointings. There are teachers, there are preachers, there are prophets, and we need to seek that out for ourselves, where we stand with these giftings. What has God given to us? Do we know what our gift is? Are we using that gift? And when we study the Word of God, we need to understand that praying is the underlining, the undergirding of every gift that we have. It has to be saturated in prayer. We need to study the subject on prayer. I have been teaching on that subject. A person has to be clean in his heart for prayers to be answered. If you want to have authority in the spirit realm, a person has to have a goal and a vision. Prayer is something that has to be directed and focused on. You need to focus on something. You just don't throw it into the air and hope it'll do something. There is a formula for prayer. The Lord has given us a very clear formula. And today I will teach on that subject. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace of God, and I thank you for the Word of God. You have given us incredible insights on what you want us to do as we battle the dark forces, Lord God. I thank you, O God, that you have given us the gift of prayer, where we can come against the things of the devil. Lord, you will help me to bring forth this message today so that people will be able to understand. I thank you, O God, for the grace you have given us in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the subject on prayer, you can see different ways on praying in the Word of God. The two types of praying that is prescribed in the Word of God is a private prayer where you alone are talking to the Lord. The other is praying in the church when the brethren come together to worship the Lord. Today I will be teaching on the private prayer, the warfare prayer, when you get down on your face before God and ask the Lord to intercede on your behalf. How does one pray in that situation? There are very many grandmothers who pray for their grandchildren and their children. And they know how many grandmothers have found the way to touch God. Yes, they are interceding for their children with heartbreaking prayers. The Lord God has a formula for us to pray when we pray for whatever. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, we should pray always with supplication in the Spirit, and watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So it tells us to pray in the Spirit and watching, and we need to persevere with supplication for ourselves and for all the saints. How does one pray in the Spirit? That is an interesting question, which has many people baffled today. We need to understand that praying in the Spirit is not getting down on your face and groaning and moaning and doing some strange things. Praying in the Spirit is called praying in tongues. It is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In verse 2, for it tells us, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. So here is the clue what praying in the Spirit is. It is called praying in tongues. He speaks mysteries. And the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. So the Apostle Paul understood it And he tells us that he constantly prays in tongues. So we need to take that to heart. There are many teachers today and many evangelical preachers who will teach us that praying in tongues went out with the apostles. We don't need it today. Well, I got a question for those people. If the apostles, which started the church, needed it, how come we don't need it today? When the apostles started off by bringing salvation to the masses, they turned the world upside down with the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of praying in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit. So it came to a point where the world recognized Christianity as the dominant religion, even though in many cases it was perverted. But today we can see a downward spiral. Over the years, the power and the gifts of the Spirit have been diminished and have been preached against us and have been left out as far as the church is concerned, especially the gift of praying in tongues. Many say it is of the devil. This is why we're spiraling downhill. Instead of bringing the world into subjection, the world is taking over. And as we study the Word of God, we know it's going to get worse until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. So we, the church, need to bring those gifts back into operation so that at least we can bring into subjection the situations in our immediate lives. Yes, this is very important as we will get closer to the end. The power of prayer and the gifts of the Spirit will become very important. When you look at the children today, they are simply going out of control. Many Christian parents are wringing their hands in dismay as their children are turning to the world. The technology that the world has to offer is coming into our homes. And in a lot of cases, there are many Christian parents who do not have the power anymore to control these situations. And even as their children grow older, they start dabbling in that technology. And with that technology comes so many destructive addictions. There's pornography, there's witchcraft, there's so much stuff on there that parents don't even have a clue. We need to start seeking the Lord. We need to start praying in the Spirit so that God will be able to fight for us in the supernatural. It tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and verse 27. I'll read you these scriptures. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What this scripture here is saying is the Spirit itself prays mysteries that we cannot understand according to the will of God. Here I have to explain to you how the gift of tongues work. I want to give you an example. When the apostles started the first church, we know Ananias and Sapphira. They joined the church. But here is what happened. They lied to the church and they lied to God. And how do you think Simon Peter, knew what was going on? It was the Holy Spirit that showed him that Ananias and Sapphira were lying. So he was able to confront them with confidence. And the Holy Spirit showed up and solved the problems. So this is exactly what can happen in your immediate family. I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit will kill somebody in your family, but the Lord can show you what is going on under your nose. Even though you don't know what is happening, the Holy Ghost will reveal these things to you. I have heard of testimonies of preachers and pastors where the Holy Ghost showed the pastor who in the church was leading a double life, and they were able to confront the people so that they could repent. And in this last day and age, with all this deceptive spirits that are about, we need the gifts of the Spirit to identify the deception that is going on around us. For the Holy Spirit wants to reveal it to us. And when we start praying in tongues, the Holy Ghost will reveal the things that are happening. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13, "Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." So here it clearly explains, if you pray in tongues, there's many cases and times where you don't understand what you're praying, because the Holy Ghost bypasses your mind and goes straight into the Spirit, and the Spirit prays. But the Apostle Paul tells us that we should pray that we will be able to understand what we're praying for. And that happens because I know for a fact, a lot of times when I pray in tongues, when I pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit shows me what I am praying. And sometimes it is a complete surprise. We need to understand that and see it and use it as a gift to combat the evil forces that are around us. For the Holy Spirit wants us to know what's going on. As we will get closer to the end, the deception will become increasingly harder to identify. And we need the voice of the Holy Spirit to bring it to our attention so that we will know what's going on. The Bible teaches us very clearly that the Spirit prays for us or through us when we pray in tongues. And once we receive the gift of interpretation, then all of a sudden you start to know what's going on around you. I myself had experiences like that, where the Lord would reveal things to me while I was praying in tongues. And I have surprised quite a few people already by asking them certain questions, praying for them and asking them certain questions which they knew I had absolutely no way of knowing. And they had to admit, yes, it was true. I do not want to brag about my spiritual abilities, but what I want to tell you is this. You can seek that gift out for yourself, and the Lord will open your heart to the truth of it. You will be able to understand the deep things of God when you start praying in tongues and the Holy Spirit starts to reveal the secrets that are happening in the spiritual realm. I have heard of many testimonies how people have been shown the deep things of God when they were in deep spiritual prayer. Yes, that weapon And that gift is available for all of us. We need to take it for ourselves and seek it out so that God can use us in this warfare. The Lord will open your heart to this awesome truth and make you a blessing. Amen. When it comes to the gifts of the Spirit, today many preachers would tell you that you're in danger of going into witchcraft or praying to the devil when you're praying in tongues. Well, the question is this: who do you pray to, and how do you know who you pray to when you pray in the natural? You call upon the name of Jesus. When you pray in Jesus' name. And this is exactly how it works when you pray in tongues. You use the name of Jesus. This is how it works. The secret of getting into the spirit realm in the way that is totally legal for us is to use the name of Jesus. First of all, you have to be a Christian, and you use the name of Jesus, because when you study the Old Testament, you can clearly see that people were in the spiritual realm, but many were using witchcraft and were praying to the devil. And you can very clearly see that God forbid them. And he told them, if you want to know something or understand something, you have to ask me. You don't go to the demonic side. That is totally illegal and it's an abomination to God. Today, many people read their horoscopes. That's a form of communicating with devils. They call 900 numbers and talk to psychics. Again, that's a form of communicating with devils. In the Old Testament, King Saul would kill all the witches in the land. But in the end, he went to a witch to communicate with the dead. And the Bible completely forbids that. When one studies the story on King David, when he and his men were at war, and when they came back, all their wives and their children and all their substance had been stolen by the Amalekites. Yes, so the people were crying. They wanted to stone David. And then David said, bring the priest. And they brought the priest before him. And he said to the priest, you ask God what we should do. So the priest put on the ephod. And he asked God. And God told him and gave them instruction what to do. It is very clearly written in the Word of God. You can see example after example in the Word of God on how we should seek the Lord on whatever matter we want to know or are interested in. Today we do it through the power of the Holy Ghost. Every person who is born again has received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and those gifts are available to each and every one of us. Brother Moses from Uganda used to tell me that they would go out into the jungles to minister the word of God. And God gave one of them a spirit, a gift of the spirit where he could see into the supernatural. And they could see which demonic forces they were dealing with. And they knew how to come against that demonic activity. These were the gifts that were given to the people of Uganda when they turned to the Lord. And it will happen here if you will only ask. If you have problems in your families, your children are not living right for God, you need to get to seek the Lord. Pray in tongues and God will reveal the problem to you. It may be something that you're totally unfamiliar with. And God will give you the understanding on how to deal with these things. Yes, Jesus has called us to preach the gospel. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, casting out devils, healing the sick. And we need that weapon of praying in tongues to aid us in this warfare. And as we see the day of our Lord Jesus Christ coming closer, we need to seek him, for we are approaching very dangerous times. We are approaching very dangerous and deceptive situations. We need to know where we stand with God. Are we born again by the Spirit of God? Is the peace of God within our hearts? Do we have a vision? Do we have a goal? Yes, all those things are important. And once we have established that, then we can work for the Lord. And for those of you who don't know the Lord, we are fast running out of time. You need to come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. Your religion will not do it. Your good works will not do it. Baptism will not do it. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed for each and every one of us to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. And then only can we qualify for the kingdom of God. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.